Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Oysa b'nei Adam. The Torah Kedoshah teaches us Zocha Hashem Shabbos Lakatshoi, and as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, the way we perform Zocha Hashem Shabbos Lakatshoi is by making Kiddush. So as Shabbos begins, we make Kiddush. Teaches us the Gemara, Oysim Nei Odom, those individuals, Shekitshu Beis HaKnesses, that there are places that they make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Omer Rav, regarding those individuals, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Priya Gofen, that means when they come home and they want to drink wine again, they have to make a Bari Priya Gofen. However, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, they have fulfilled the obligation of Kiddush. And as the Rashbam explains, there was a minig that they used to make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. As we're going to learn, the main reason that they made this minig was there were people who ate and slept in the Shul, and that's why they made Kiddush in the Shul, to be mitzi those people, the Chiyuv Kiddush. Or another pshat that the Rishonim suggest that they made Kiddush and Shul Friday night was because there were people who were poor, unfortunately, and cannot make Kiddush, they don't have wine to make Kiddush at home, so they made Kiddush for them in the Shul. The minig, in fact, was that this was considered the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reis Samech Tes, Sif Hei, teaches us that this was considered a very, very significant minig. And not only was it considered, says the Mishnah Berurah, a very significant minig, people would bid, as they auctioned off the schus, to contribute the wine for that kiddush. As we say in the Yukim Purkim on Shabbos morning, V'kol shemi shenais n'yay lamar, n'yay lamar, v'yayin, Lekiddush uvelahavdala. So we see that it was very significant to them who should be able to give that wine, who could be able to donate that wine for the Kiddush. There's a very big machlokes rishonim. In bezman hazeh, where there are people not eating and sleeping in the shul, do we make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses Friday night or not? Tosfos's opinion is that since, as we're about to learn, the opinion of Shmuel, the ain Kiddush el makam suda, so if there's no party sleeping, eating in shul, we certainly should not make Kiddush in shul. It's a bracha of atola. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam's opinion is that even though nobody eats and sleeps in the shul, since that became the minig, that we make Kiddush in shul Friday night, it should remain that minig. And the Rashba goes on to explain that the purpose of making this Kiddush is that it helps the eyesight, that the Gemara says, Psi Gasa, they tell us that taking big steps takes away Echem Meya, Vichamesh Meya, Einov Shlodom, it takes away a 500th of one's eyesight. And the way you could have a refuah, the way that could be healed, is by taking that wine and drinking it or putting it into the eyes. There's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim if one is allowed to put that wine into the eye on Shabbos. The halacha is that we're not allowed to do, as we learned extensively when we learned Masechta Shabbos, we're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. So that's why many of the Rishonim already suggest that the refuah that one receives for his eyesight is by drinking the wine. Others say that putting wine on the eye is not really considered a ma'isa refuah, and therefore it's not a problem. I did see that Eli Rabba suggests that in those days they used to daven Friday night quite early in shul. And since they used to daven Friday night quite early in shul, when they davened Ma'ariv, it was still Friday. It wasn't Shabbos. So the concern of refuah on Shabbos did not yet exist. The Darkei Moshe, however, and Or Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Aleph Ois Ches quotes the Maril that the power of the Kiddush to help eyesight is not really dependent on eating, drinking the wine, or putting the wine on one's eyesight, it really depends on looking at the candle, because the gematria of the word ner is 250, and everybody has at least two candles. So 250 plus 250 equals 500. As I said a few moments ago, that since the by kiddush, looking at the eye, looking at the neros b'shas kiddush, that is the way that it takes away, that it reverses the vision loss, the 1/500th one had in his vision loss. I saw that the Magen Avraham says that one should look at the candles and he should look at the wine. So if you're looking at the wine, it solves many problems. It does, you solve the problem of putting the wine on the eye, which might be an act of refuah, which is of course Osur and Shabbos. It also solves the problem that we're going to discuss, that most people should not and could not drink the wine in shul. And therefore, the way to solve the problem is just by looking at it, and it's not, and that's solved. So the Rambam says that even though the reason for this minig is no longer relevant, once the minig became established, it remains that way. And the Rashba compares it to minig that we say after davening Friday night, the bracha mein sheva. The reason they said the bracha mein sheva is because people would come to shul late Friday night, and the shuls in those days were typically not in inhabited areas. So if somebody was still remaining in shul when everybody left, there's a question of sakana. So that's why they instituted that we should remain, everybody saying the bracha mein sheva, so everybody could finish the davening. So says the Rashba, bizman hazeh, the shuls are not outside the town where it's a makom sakana, and yet, of course, we still continue saying me'ein sheva. So you see that once a minig was established, the minig remains. So the Bach disagrees. There's a difference, says the Bach, between something which is a minig and something which is a takana. The birchas me'ein sheva is a takana, and a takana remains in place even if the reason for the takana is no longer relevant. However, says the Ba, and same thing he says regarding Chazor Soshatz, that the Baal Tefillah repeats the Shemoneh Esrei. And if we think about the Baal Tefillah repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, the reason that was established was because there were people that couldn't daven, so we needed the Baal Tefillah to be mitzi them. But as man as that people could daven. But still, of course, every tefillah includes a Chazor Soshatz, because it's a takana, that tefillah comes with a Chazor Soshatz, whereas something which is only a minig is very different. Another pshat that the Chasam Sofer suggests is when we speak about Birchas Me'ein Sheva, or we speak about Chazor Soshatz, it's a tefillah. And the Gemara says in more than one place in Shas, V'levai she'yispala odam kol hayom kulo, halavai a person should daven all day long. So therefore, once there was a takana that involved davening, we don't abolish that takana, even if the reason is no longer relevant. However, when we speak about a minig, like an algamar, by making kiddush, where the reason for that minig no longer applies, it says the Chasam Sofer different. And the Shulchan Aruch, indeed, says that it's appropriate that we should be mevatel, that we shouldn't make a minig to make kiddush in shuls, because making kiddush in shul is, given that there's no reason we shouldn't do it. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham says that we should make kiddush in shul both on Shabbos and Yontif. The only time the Magen Avraham agrees that we shouldn't have a minig to make kiddush in shul is on Pesach. On Pesach, as we've been discussing, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem to discuss the first kais on kiddush, the wine that we make kiddush on Pesach by night is the first of the dal kaises. So that's very different. And the Ramah says that the minig is that everybody stands when that kiddush is recited. And the Be'er Heitav says that standing by the kiddush that's reciting, that's said in shul, is a refuah that for people whose legs are weak. and by standing, you'll have a refuah. What about making a bracha achrona on that kiddush wine? So the Bi'alocha says that you should make a bracha achrona one should be careful not to drink meloy lugmav of that wine, because if you drink with meloy lugmav of that wine that's made on Kiddush and Shul, you have a new shaila by making a bracha achroinam. So Rav just paskin that the Kiddush that was made in Shul, Yedei Kiddush Yotsu. And as the Rashbam explains, that according to Rav, we don't have to, unlike Shmuel that we're going to learn in a second, who holds that you have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Rav's opinion is that you don't have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And moreover, not only do you not have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but the fact that the person made Kiddush and he drank from that Kiddush, everybody else is Yoytze from that Kiddush, even though they didn't participate in that Kiddush. Because certainly, as the Rashba explains, they didn't give wine to everybody standing in the shul. It was obvious that they only gave wine to the Baal Tefillah. And that Baal Tefillah made Kiddush, and we are Yoytze. But Tosfos says that L'chatchila, when it comes to Kiddush, yes, if one person makes Kiddush and he tastes from the wine, everybody else is Yoytze. But says Tosfos L'chatchila, everybody should participate by themselves drinking from some of the wine that they're being yoytze mitzvah kiddush with. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Amar. Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says that kiddush that's made in shul, afi de kiddush layotzu, they're not yoytze mitzvah kiddush. Because, as the Rashbam explains, Shmuel's opinion is that we have to have kiddush b'merkum suda. And the reason we have to have kiddush b'merkum suda, the Rashbam gives two reasons. One is because the pasuk says the karosa l'shabbos oinig, and Chazal darshin shebemakom kriya, in the place that we announce the kedusha Shabbos, in the place that we announce kiddush, which represents the kedusha Shabbos, shom yei oinig. We should say it in the place where we're going to enjoy the Shabbos, where we're going to eat the Shabbos meal, and then the Rashbam adds that there's a svara why kiddush should be said b'makom suda, that it makes sense that the suda gives the chshivas to the kiddush, and if we have a kiddush, if we have a kiddush without a suda, then the kiddush is not considered a significant kiddush, and in order to give the kiddush a chshivas, we have to have a suda attached to it, and that is the reason why even Shabbos morning, when we make Kiddush, the minig is that we say many psukim. And one of the psukim that people say before Kiddush, the Kutei Merich says that they say before they make Kiddush Shabbos morning, is the pasuk that says, "Im Toshiv," it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Im Toshiv Shabbos Raglecha, Asois Chafetzecha B'Yom Kotshi, V'kuros l'Shabbos oynik l'kdoish Hashem mechubed, v'chibarata misois truchecha, mimtza chefzecha v'da b'dover." So we have the pasuk that teaches us about the halach of Kiddush b'makom suda. So before we make Kiddush, Shabbos morning, we make announcement that we're making this Kiddush and we want to fulfill the obligation of Kiddush b'makom suda. Of course, the question is that Kiddush b'makom suda, the question is that we're making Kiddush B'makom Suda Pesach by night, as we're learning every parak, every Pesachim. We have a question. We make Kiddush at the beginning of the meal, at the beginning of the Seder, but we don't get to Shulchan Aruch till much later. So where's the Kiddush B'makom Suda by the Seder? The Pesachim are troubled with this question. The Tzoyis HaShulchan says that anything that's considered L'Tzoyir HaSuda is considered Kiddush B'makom Suda. And since, of course, the halach is that Pesach by night, when we have the Seder, we're supposed to say the Haggadah before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. So it turns out that entire saying the Seder is considered a kiddush for makom suda because the seder, the haggadah, is l'tzarech suda. There are others that suggest, we've discussed, and we will, mitzvah Shem, hopefully discuss again, if in order to fulfill the obligation of kiddush for makom suda, you could fulfill it not just by eating bread, which of course the l'chatchila, or matzah on Pesach, or eating a mezainis cake, you could also fulfill it by drinking wine. But the Bach points out that you shouldn't fulfill it with the drinking of the revius that you're drinking to be yoytze mitzvahs kiddush. Because that wine that you're not drinking because of the suda, you're drinking that wine because of the chi of kiddush. So the Bach says you should drink, if you want to be fulfilled kiddush from makom suda, and you don't have any bread or mezainis, this question comes up, on Pesach, for those that don't eat gebrochs on Pesach, and they want to have kiddush b'makom suda, and they're not ready to wash on the matzah immediately after they eat, after they make kiddush. So they don't have any mezainis, because they don't have mezainis cake available to them on Pesach. So what they could do, according to the Bach, is drink another revius wine, and with that second revius wine, you're fulfilling the obligation of kiddush b'makom suda. If that's the case, suggests some poskim, that's what should be done by the Seder. By the first cup, drink two revius of wine. The first revius you're drinking is for Kiddush. The second revius that you're drinking is because of Kiddush for Makom Suda. And therefore, you wouldn't have a problem that you're not going to be washing and eating the matzah for quite a while until you get to the Moitzi Matzah, which is much later. I did, in fact, however, see that there were poskim that were machmer, that there shouldn't be too much of a hefsik, and that there shouldn't be more than 72 minutes between the eating, the making of the kiddush and the moitzi matzah. It also helps for a different shaila, because we know that we eat the karpis after kiddush, right at the beginning of the suda, at the beginning of the seder, and we make a bari pri adoma on that karpis, and we say that we should have in mind that bari pri adoma should be also the bracha for the maror, which we're going to be eating later. And if there's a hefsik of more than 72 minutes between the eating of the karpas and the maror, there may be a question, how could be yotzu with a bracha that you made so long ago? But if you keep it less than 72 minutes, then you don't have that problem. So as we explained a moment ago, in the name of the Rashbam says that there are two reasons why Shmuel, and that is of course the Halacha, teaches us that you have to say Kiddush v'makom suda. One is because it's a din in the one is because the pasuk across the Shabbos Oinig, and one is that a Kiddush without suda is not considered a significant suda. And the question that I saw that the Achroinim discuss is, when we speak about this Halacha of Kiddush v'makom suda, is it a halacha in the Kiddush that a Kiddush without Suda is not considered a significant Kiddush? Or is it a halacha in the Suda? A Suda Shabbos has to have Kiddush before it. And if you don't have Kiddush before it, then you haven't fulfilled the chiv of Suda Shabbos. And therefore the Suda and the Kiddush have to travel together. And there are going to be many nafkaminas. The nafkamina is going to be, if you have no intention of eating a suda, so do you have to have kiddush b'makom suda? If it's a din in the suda, so then you wouldn't have to have kiddush b'makom suda. If it's a din in the kiddush, the halacha is that the kiddush has to always have a suda afterward. And the poskim say that l'chatchila, we should always have the kiddush, we should be machmir for both shitas. Although our Gemara is a raya not like that, because we began our shir today discussing the kiddush that's made in shul Friday night. The kiddush that's made in shul Friday night, there's no suda afterwards, so we see that the kiddush is a din in the kiddush alone. But if we go with the explanation that we also said at the beginning of the shir, that they used to make kiddush b'makom suda because there were people that ate in the shul, so then it is l'tzarech suda. As we learned, kiddush b'makom suda you could only fulfill l'chatchila with bread. If you don't, that's the opinion of the Gaonim, anything else besides bread is not going to be considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And in fact, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Hei Paskins, but the Magen Avraham there in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Chaf Hei says that if you ate any mezonos, the halacha is you could also be Mekayim Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I did see that the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina discuss that maybe only by Shal Shudas a Mezoinus is fine, but by the other Sudas you have to have bread. I also saw that there are those that want to suggest that with what you could be Mekayim Kiddush B'Makom Suda really is connected to the Shaila that we mentioned a moment ago. Is the Chiv a Kiddush B'Makom Suda a Chiv in the Kiddush, or is the Chiv a Kiddush B'Makom Suda a Chiv in the Suda? If we say it's a din in the Kiddush, so it could be that with any mezoinus, that's good enough to give the Kiddush a significance, and it should be considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. If, however, we're saying it's a din in the Suda, that a Suda Shabbos has to have Kiddush before it, so of course the only way we could properly fulfill the Chiv of Suda Shabbos is with bread, and therefore Kiddush should also have bread afterwards. So why is there such an important point to be Mekadosh Kiddush, to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So I saw from the Sefer Ben Ishchai that we know that the first Aveira that Adam HaRishon and Chava did was through eating. The Yetzer Hara is very, very concerned about the achila, about the food that Klai Yisrael eats, the food that we eat, the kashrus of the food that we eat, the way that we eat, our kavana that we eat. So every Friday night, as we begin Shabbos, and we think about the first Aveira that unfortunately happened with eating, so we want to, so to speak, repair that Aveira. How do person repair that Aveira? Kiddush B'Makom Suda. We sanctify our meal. We make Kiddush before our Suda. That's the way we can repair the Aveira of Adam and Chava when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. I saw another pshat, En Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. When do we know that a person is really a Kaddish? When do we know that a person is really holy, has really achieved the Madrega? A person who is holy as he sits in the Beis HaKnesses and in the Beis HaMedrash, we don't really know that he's holy. That's the place where we learn. That's the place that we daven. Of course, that comes with Kedusha. But if somebody is Mekadosh himself, but Makom Suda, in the eating and the drinking, he does it all Hashem Shemayim, he does it all with Kedusha, that's the proof that this person is truly a Kaddish. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael that a person, the Gemara, the Aloch Chazal teaches us, Kaddish Atzmecha, a person should sanctify himself, but Mutalecha, with what is permitted. So says the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, that's Pshat in our Gemara. But Mutalach, we're eating, we're drinking. Part of this world, part of the Gashmi, is part of the Olam Hazeh. Kaddish Atzmecha. And if in that time a person is Zoicha to be Mekaddish himself, that is truly a proof that this person is Kaddish, that this person is truly a holy individual. Says the Gemara, but according to Rav, that doesn't require Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Lomalei L'Kedusha B'Beisei. Why does he have to say Kiddush over at home? Hasn't he already made Kiddush in Shul? Answers the Gemara. Kedei L'Hoytzi Barav B'Beisei. He says Kiddush at home in order that his family members should also be Yotzi the Kiddush. So here we're learning the halacha of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and that the halach is that you can make Kiddush, as we're seeing now, and we're going to get to this more into the Gemara, that we're going to make Kiddush in one place, and we can be Yotze even though we're not eating. So, ask the Sfas Emes that the halach is that we don't say that why we're making Kiddush, again, at home, the Gemara just says, Kedei L'Hoytzi B'nei Bonav B'nei Beisoy. There's a very big discussion, asked the Sfas Emes, that the Dogel of Rava teaches us, the reason I can make a bracha for somebody else on a mitzvah, which I have already performed is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. But as Dagel of Rava says, that the din of Arvis, that the din that we all can make a bracha one for each other, does not apply for women. So how can we make a bracha at home, make Kiddush again at home, even though we were already yoytz the mitzvah Kiddush, for our family members, for our wives, if there's no Arvis by women? So the Sfas Emes, quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that even if we'll say Kol Yisrael, we don't say Kol Yisrael Reben Zeh L'Zeh, that by women, that's only by mitzvahs that women are not mechuyi midaraisa. But women are mechuyi midaraisa in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and since women are mechuyi for Kiddush in the raisa, there we're going to say Kol Yisrael Reben Zeh L'Zeh. Another teretz that I saw is that women aren't responsible for men. We don't say Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh L'Zeh from women to men. But men are responsible, of course, that women should be able to fulfill a mitzvah. And from men to women, we say Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh L'Zeh. And the simplest teretz that we could suggest is that the man, when he makes Kiddush and Shul, even if he's the Baal Tefillah who makes Kiddush and Shul, has a mind that he doesn't want to be Yotzer with that Kiddush, because he knows he has his family at home who are relying on him for Kiddush, and therefore there's no issue that he never had a mind to be Yotzer with that Kiddush, he can make Kiddush again, the Kiddush that he's going to be making for his family. So ask the Gemara, if according to Shmuel, you're going to have to make Kiddush at home again. Because as we just discussed, Shmuel holds that you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. Ask the Gemara, Ula Shmuel lamle l'kiddush b'beit knishta. So what's the reason to make Kiddush and Shul altogether? Answers the Gemara, Lafuki archim dei chivasam. There are guests in Shul that eat the ashchu, v'shasu, they eat and drink v'konim b'beit knishta. They eat in Shul in shul, and for them it's a kiddush b'makom suda. So says the Rosh, it turns out, and this is very much consistent with what we just said, that the person who actually is making kiddush in shul is not relying on that kiddush. He's going to be making kiddush at home, for that's where he's eating and that's where his family is. He's making Kiddush in Shul only for those who are in the Shul, who are going to be remaining in the Shul. So we see from here that because of the concept of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, I can make Kiddush even though I'm not going to be Yotze with that Kiddush at all. And the Rashba, quoting Rav Netroy Goin, says that you could even drink from that Kiddush even though I have no intention to be yotzer with that kiddush, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, because since drinking from that wine on which the kiddush is made in shul is a refuah, that's why Chazal allowed us to drink from that wine, even though I'm not being yotzer with that kiddush. The Rashba is very bothered with that approach, and he says that if you're not going to be yotzer with that kiddush, you shouldn't drink from that wine, and the halacha is that one should give the wine to drink to children. He shouldn't drink from the wine because he's not being yotzer with that kiddush. But the question that the Rishonim ask, that so the minig is that we give the children in shul to drink from that wine. But how can we give the children to drink from that wine? The children of Mitzvah Shem, Baruch Hashem, will be going home with their parents, with their family, to make Kiddush at home. And just like we're not allowed to drink before Kiddush, the children are not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So if the children are not allowed to drink before Kiddush, we're not allowed to give them wine and ask them to do something which the halacha does not allow. So Miram Rottenberg says that the Isser to drink before making Kiddush is only an Isser Asay, and therefore, we could be more lenient in allowing the children to drink that wine. But he says there are opinions that say that we can never ask a child to do something that's wrong, even something which is only an issa de rabbanon. So we back to our question: how can we give the children to drink that wine? So he suggests, because if we're not going to have somebody drink the wine, we're going to have a situation of a brachah of atala, which is a very serious issur. So in order to avoid the problem of a brachah of atala, we're allowed to ask the children to drink the wine. Another pshat that the Reshba says, that whenever we speak about eating and drinking, there's no problem, because we're giving the child to eat and drink, then there's no problem. If it's, as long as it's kosher food, we don't have to be machmer. The Beis Yosef says that since there are opinions that hold that even the person making Kiddush, even though he's going to be making Kiddush at home, he could still drink from the Kiddush and shul, so it's not such a serious issue. So even though we try to avoid having adults drink from that Kiddush, we don't have to be machmer on the ketanim, and we could give the ketanim to drink. But then there's a different discussion. The Bach says, because of this question, we should not, the children that we should give to drink from the Kiddush wine in shul Friday night should dafka be young children. And young children, we don't have this concern. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says, if the only person that's going to be drinking from this Kiddush wine are children who have not yet reached the age of chinuch, it could be a question of bracha levatola. And in fact, the Magen Avraham says that if there's no ketanim in shul that we could give the Kiddush wine for Friday night Kiddush, then the gadol should drink from it. But going back to something we said earlier, he should drink less than the shear. But the Rashba asks a very interesting question. Usually, when we make a Shechiyonu, we make a Shechiyonu over a cup of wine. But Yom Kippur by night, we make a Shechiyonu in shul. The Baal Tefillah says a Shechiyonu. Everybody says it along with him. And we don't say it in a cup of wine, because obviously we can't drink the cup of wine because it's Yom Kippur. The Gemara, Masechet Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Beis discusses, so why don't we give a cotton to drink that wine from the wine that we're going to make a Shechiyonu Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, because we're worried that the cotton will continue making Kiddush Yom Kippur evening and drink from the wine after he's a gadol. So why aren't we concerned here as well? Ask the Rashba, that if we're going to give a cotton every Friday night to drink from the Kiddush wine, he'll think he can make Kiddush and shul every Friday night, which of course is contrary to the halacha of Kiddush Makam Suda. So he says that to giving a cotton wine Friday night is not something that happens necessarily every week. The cotton doesn't necessarily come every week. That's why the halacha is that if there's a milah on a Tanis Tzibur or on Yom Kippur, we can give a cotton, because it doesn't happen all the time. But Yom Kippur happens every year. The Magen Avraham, again, very much consistent with his opinion, says that the reason we give it to the cotton, even though there are all sorts of issues, is because we're trying to avoid the bracha levatola. So Tosfos asks, because there are people that eat in the shul, that's why we make Kiddush for them. So Tosfos asks, as we learn in Masechet Megillah, in their world there were two separate places. There was a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. And you weren't allowed to eat and drink in the Beis HaKnesses. So ask Tosfos, what are we saying that the people are eating, drinking there? So the Azarua answers, Suda Shabbos is considered a Suda Mitzvah. And a Suda Mitzvah you're allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses. Another pshat that's suggested is that they didn't eat in the shul. They ate in a side room off the shul, but they saw what's going on in the shul, and that's why, as we're going to learn in the coming sugya, if you see the place from where you're making Kiddush, that's also okay for Kiddush b'makom suda. And certainly, the Rishayim, the Rashba, the Mordechai say that if it's Talmidei Chachamim who are in the Beis HaKnesses, Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat in a Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is considered the Bei Rabbanon, the home of the Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore they are allowed to eat and sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. V'az de Shmuel Tamei, so says the Gemara, this that Shmuel has told us, that the Kiddush should be made at home, because as we've been discussing, Dama Shmuel, Shmuel's opinion is, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, you only can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Savimenei, so they thought that those that make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses and they eat at home, they are not Yoytze D'Chiv Kiddush, because it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Hani Mili, when was that said, that you have to make Kiddush again? B'Bayis L'Bayis, if somebody went from one home, made Kiddush in one home, and is going to eat in another home. But from one place to another place in the same home, the halach is, there is no problem, and that's considered kiddush b'makom suda. To which says the Gemara, Amulav Anabrat Achlifa, Zinum Sagin Hava Kimna Kameh de Shmuel. There were many times that I was by Shmuel, the Nachas Me'igral Ara. He went down from the roof to the house, the Hadam Kaddish, and when he would make Kiddush again. Of course, the Mefarshim asked if Shmuel knew that he was going to eat again. He was going to eat in his home, and of course he knew that we have to have Kiddush b'makom suda, so why did he make Kiddush on the roof? He should have waited till he made Kiddush in the house. So one pshat that I saw is suggested that he made Kiddush twice and he ate twice. Another pshat is that he made Kiddush on the roof, and then the candle on the roof got extinguished. And as we're going to learn, you can't eat where there is no candle. So since he can't eat where there's no candle, he had to go into the house where there was a candle lit, and he was careful that he made Kiddush again because of Kiddush b'makom suda. Another pshat that I saw that the Sfasem suggests is that he made Kiddush in upstairs on the roof for people who are eating on the roof. And as we're learning in our sugya, one can make Kiddush for people who want to be yoytze the mitzvah's Kiddush even though he's not eating along with them. So on the roof, he made Kiddush on behalf of the people who were eating on the roof. He himself did not eat on the roof. He went downstairs and ate. And before he ate downstairs in the house, he made Kiddush again. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Huna Sover, so too does Rav Huna agree with Shmuel, there ain't Kiddush el b'makom suda. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Kaddush, Rav Huna once made Kiddush, v'sa'akele sharga, and the candle fell, and he couldn't eat there where he made Kiddush because it was dark and it was impossible to see. So he took his food to the home, that to the house that he prepared for the wedding of Rabbi Berei, to have a shaga where there was a candle lit there. So that's the place that he should eat the suda. Bekaddish, he made Kiddush again, and Tamidi, and then he ate. Alma Kasavar, obviously, he is of the opinion that ain't Kiddush al b'makom suda, that the halacha is that you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore he was very careful to make Kiddush again if the first Kiddush was not made, Kiddush b'makom suda. Baf Rava Sover, and says the Gemara, so too does Rava agree with the opinion of Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush al b'makom suda. Domra Abaya. Abaya tells us the following story. Kavina b'maymar, I was once in the home of Rabba, Kavim Kaddush. When he would make Kiddush, Omelon Timumidi, he would tell us, eat something right after Kiddush, so you should be yoytze the mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom suda. For you need to be concerned, Dilma, adas lisa l'shpisa, until maybe you'll get back to your home, b'sakru l'chu sharga, there won't be any candle lit any din, v'lem kaddush l'chu, b'beis achila, and you won't be able, since you won't eat there, because it'll be dark, so you won't be able to fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda. And if you're not intending to be yoytze Kiddush b'makom suda here, so then the Kiddush d'hochla in the fiktsu, you won't be yoytze with the Kiddush over here, and over there, then Kiddush b'makom suda. So therefore, be yoytze the Kiddush here, and eat something here, and then afterwards go home and eat there, but you will have fulfilled the mitzvah Kiddush b'makom suda. So the Taz says, based on this Gemara, that even though when the Kiddush was recited, they did not have a mind to be yoytze the mitzvah Kiddush, because Rava told this to them only after he had made Kiddush, it doesn't make a difference. Since they heard Kiddush, and if they hear Kiddush, and they eat immediately after they hear the Kiddush, they yoytze Kiddush from Makom Suda, even though they didn't have a mind to be yoytze mitzvah Kiddush. The Prima Gadim disagrees, and he says that certainly, to be mekayim a mitzvah, and Kiddush we're learning is a mitzvah deraisa, you have to have a mind to be yoytze the mitzvah. And only having a mind that I wanted to be yoytze with Kiddush after the Kiddush was recited is too little, too light. Then the Siv Chaim and others explain that this entire discussion that Rabbi had with these Talmidim actually took place before the Kiddush was recited. And what Rabbi was telling them was that they should, Rabbi was telling them that have a mind before he made the Kiddush, please have in mind to be Yotze Kiddush, because you don't know what may be going on in your house. The Machz Avram in Or Chaim Siman Lamed Daled has a different approach to this Gemara. His approach was similar to what we just learned. He told them before he made Kiddush like this: you should listen to my Kiddush and be Yotze my Kiddush. I need something here, so it should be Kiddush from Makom Suda, because you can't really know for sure what's going on at home. And if you're going to go home and you'll see that you have a problem, it'll turn out that you weren't Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So have in mind, make it tonight. That if I'm not going to be able to have at home, I'll be Yotze with this Kiddush. And if not, I'll be Yotze with that Kiddush. From this Gemara, it says that it seems that it's a Tim Lomidi, going back to the discussion that we had before, that you don't have to necessarily eat bread, as long as you eat cake from the Chamishas Minidogim, or according to the Bach, the not even just cake, you could just even eat a second cup of wine, Timu Midi, with anything, you could be Yotze the Chiev of Kiddush B'Makom Sida. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Imre Chaim in this Gemara. What the Gemara was saying here was that we started the Gemara about Oysu Bnei Adam, Shekitshu Beis HaKnesses, people who make Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses, the people who are making the Midim that were together with Rava. And what they were telling them was that the Kiddush that you make here in the Beis HaKnesses, the Kiddush that you make in the Yeshiva, where you're learning by your Rebbe Rabba, take along with you, at the Azaz Fezus, take along with you to your home. Take that Kedusha, take those lessons with you wherever you go. Any, ask the Gemara, is it true that Rabba followed the opinion of Shmuel? Vom Rabbi, kol mila demar, have ovet to Rav. Rav, in all situations, Rabba followed the opinion of Rav. Labar mahani telas, except for these three halachas that we're about to learn, Dovak Shmuel, that in these three halachas he followed the opinion of Shmuel. One was, matir mi beged le beged, that you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one beged and put them another beged. Shmuel says that you're allowed to take them from one beged to another beged if you're doing it for a purpose. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you're taking them off one beged because you want to put on nicer tzitzis on your beged, so then you're allowed to take them off. L'chatchila, the loch is, that if the tzitzis that you're taking off are not kosher, so of course you're allowed to take them off. But l'chatchila, if they're kosher, you shouldn't cut them, because if you're going to cut them, then they're going to be non-usable. You're wasting them. But the Chai Adam says that if somebody is cutting them because it's just too much of a tircha to untie them, then you could cut them, even if your purpose of taking them off is just to put nice tzitzis on your beged. The next halacha is, we can light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah. We need not light it from a candle that's not a Ner Chanukah. And the other halacha was halacha of Shimon of Greira. We follow the opinion of Shimon when it comes to pulling something on the ground on Shabbos, even though pulling something on the ground, as we learned many times in Masechta Shabbos, involves the malacha of Ashvui Gumois, straightening out the floor. If that wasn't your intention, then it's mutter. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, the Shaman Omer, Goyer Adam Mita Kis Vasas of Shabbos. A person could schlep these different things on these different benches and tables and chairs and Shabbos, or Vachalay Skamach Lasses Charitz, as long as the halacha is that you don't have a mind to make a hole. And as Tosus points out, everybody holds that what's the reason for Rav Shimon? Because he holds that Dovah Shenem Skaven is mutter. So the halacha is what that everybody knows that Dovah Shenem Skaven mutter. What is the Gemara trying to teach us? So Tosfos says the Gemara is teaching us that even though Rav Shimon holds Dovah Shenem Skaven is mutter, we know when it's a psik ratio where what you're doing is certainly going to happen, Rav Shimon agrees that it's usur. In a situation says Tosfos, where it's likely to happen, but it's not certainly going to happen, teaches us the Gemara that we followed the opinion of Shimon, and we're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Gemara puts Matirim Beged LeBeged and Madlikim Ner LeNer, explained the Mefarshim right next to each other, because the halachas, those are very similar halacha, and then we speak about pulling the chair on Shabbos. So we see that he always follows the opinion of Rav. Why do we say that Rav felt Paskin like Shmuel and Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda? Answers the Gemara, Kechurmi de Rav Havavid. When do we say the Rav always follows the opinion of Rav? That's in his Chumras. Kekuli de Rav, but a Kulis Lo Havavid, there he could follow a stricter opinion. And now Gemara Shmuel certainly represents the stricter opinion. Shmuel is the opinion that says Ein Kiddush Ela Makom Suda, and therefore Rav followed that opinion. We learned in the Gemara Masechta Ervin that Vav of Mabez, that somebody who follows both the Chumras of Beis Shammai and the Chumras of Beis Hillel is considered a ksil, is considered foolish. So how are we saying the Rabbah followed all Chumras? So the Rishonim answer that when the Gemara says that somebody who follows all Chumras is a ksil, is only when the Chumras contradict each other. The Gemara spoke about how much of a body is missing, of a spine is missing, that a person should be considered a treifa. And in certain machlokes b'sham b'sil, and in certain cases b'sham will be the machmer, b'sil is the mekel, and in certain situations b'sil is the machmer and b'sham is the mekel. So to pick both chumras, that you're not allowed to do. But in a situation where the two chumras do not contradict each other, holding like Shmuel regarding Kiddush is not a steer to holding like Rav in other areas of halacha. That isn't what the Gemara Masechta Erevin means. We started the Gemara today that if somebody made Kiddush in Shul, af yidei yayin nami yotzu. That Rav Yochanan says that if you hear wine, you make Kiddush on Shul, you yotze barcha pri agofen, and they don't have to make another barcha pri agofen when you come home. Vaz Rav Yochanan tamei. Then Rabbi Yochanan follows his opinion. Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Abaye, Amar Rabbi Das, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayin. If you drank wine in one place, Echad Shinu Mokum, or if you ate in one place, the halacha is, Ain Tzarech Levarech, you need not make another bracha again. The halacha by wine, that you don't have to make a bracha, is that you don't have to make a Bari Pri Agofen. But the halacha, there's another halacha. There's a halacha that when one drinks wine, and then he brings another bottle of wine, he has to make a bracha atoiv ha-meitiv. Today is really not the time for that discussion of bracha atoiv ha-meitiv, but there are many conditions that the Paiskim say you have to have to be able to make a bracha atoiv ha-meitiv. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that the second wine has to be a better wine than the first wine. Others say as long as it's a different type of wine. The Rama says the Rama holds you don't have to have some of the original wine left, but the Magen Avraham says you still have to have some of the original wine left. Also, the Machlokes Achronim, if as you made the bracha on the first bottle of wine, you knew that a mitzvah shem you're going to be drinking from the second bottle of wine, many Paiskim say that you don't say Hatoiva Meitiv. You only say Hatoiva Meitiv when you were not aware about the second bottle of wine that's coming. And many Paiskim are of the opinion that you don't say Hatoiva Meitiv unless there are other people there with you. But if you're there by yourself, you don't make a bracha of Hatoiva Meitiv. And furthermore, the bracha Hatoiva Meitiv, that even though you made a Bari Pri Agofen and now you're drinking wine, you still make a Bari Pri Agofen, another bracha of a Taiva Meitiv is only by wine. And the reason it's only by wine is because wine, we know, is very significant. Wine, you don't make a Bari Pri Eitz, you make a bracha. Another pshat that I saw is wine is the food that we always say, as we spoke about earlier in our shir, you say shir v'shevach ta'kadosh baruch hu. Another pshat that I saw is that the wine is something that's made by Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the grapes to ripen. So that's why it's worthy of this bracha of Atayva Meitiv. Other foods are much more man-made. There's an interesting shaila regarding grape juice. If somebody drank grape juice and then he's going to drink wine, are we going to make a Pari Pri Agov, a Toiva Meitiv? The Masham says that you do. The Michas Yitzchak says you don't. Because he said, the Michas Yitzchak is of the opinion that we only make a Toiva Meitiv when we have two types of wine. But when we don't have two types of wine, like we're discussing grape juice and wine, he says grape juice is not considered wine. And since grape juice is not considered wine, so when you went from grape juice to wine, you don't make a Toiva Meitiv. Meisvei, so they asked the Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Shinimokum, if somebody goes from one place to another place, Tzorch Levorich, he does have to make, Shinu Yayin, ain't Tzorch Levorich, says the Mara, Tuyuf to the Rabbi Yochanan to Yuchta. Omer, Yosser Avidi, Barovin Kameder of Chizda. Yosef Chizdev Kamer Shmeider of Huna. Hada Amrit Shini Mokum Shetzorich Levarich. That if you change places, you have to make a new bracha. Lo Shana El Mibayis Labayis. It's only if you're going from one room to from one home to another house. Am Mokum Mokum from one place to another place in the same house. Loi, you don't have to make another bracha. Amle Ravidi Bar Avin Hocha Tenin Labim Snisin Drav Hinnik. Vamle Bim Snisin Drav Hinnik Kavaseich. That that's the locha. So is Rav Huna just coming to tell us what's an express open braisa? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna masnisa lo shmile, he was not aware of this braisa. V'su yosef Rav Chizda kamer shmeider nafshei. Hada amr shini mokum tzarech levarich, that you have to make a new bracha when you go to the new place. Lo yamaram bedvarim she'ein tuna bracha lachem b'mekayimam. Only something that doesn't require a bracha that you're supposed to go back to the original place. Something that has to have a very significant bracha, a bracha of main shalosh, a brichas hamazon, ain't tzarech levarach. Then, if you go to a new place, you don't have to make another bracha. My tama, the reason is, it's still considered a continuation of the original meal. And since it's considered a continuation of the original meal, you need not make a new bracha. Rav Sheish Tama Echav Zeh Vechad Zeh. Under all circumstances, if you go to a new place, you have to make a new bracha rishayna to the place that you go. So, the halach lemaisa, because this is, of course, a question that comes up, what do we do if somebody, when he started the meal, had a mind to eat in two places? Then the halach is that you don't have to make another bracha. And as long as you eat something in the new place that you're eating, you just show that you're continuing the meal. It doesn't even have to be bread. You don't have to make a new bracha rishayna. If you didn't have a mind that you're going to be eating in a second place, then in order for it to be considered a continuation of the meal, you have to eat a kezayis of bread in the new place. This question comes up. Somebody's going, starts the meal, and then he's going in the middle of the meal to Sheva Brachas. The halacha is that he should, if he had a mind, he should eat something there. If he didn't have a mind, he should at least eat a kezayis, a pas, that should be considered a continuation of the meal.